And we're back.
We have a special guest.
Getting wet with ham water.
Get wet with hammy. Ham water. Ham water.
Uh-oh. Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar?
Yeah, I was...
He was killed.
Oh,
good.
In
good.
A military operation in Gaza.
Well, I'll be damned.
Says Israel.
Hammy might need a moment. They were close.
I'm verklempt. I can't. I don't know how to take that.
He's still processing.
You're right.
Quickly, move on. Before the emotion hits him.
Former One Direction member Liam Payne suffered quite the fall from grace last night. Sorry to hear that.
I'm pretty sure he jumped. They're saying he was drunk and drugged and out of his mind, and for whatever reason, he jumped.
Yeah, well, even if he were pushed in that state, I mean, it'd be a very simple push.
Everything I've read about it says, yeah, he probably jumped.
I know someone who had a crush on him, so...
The pavement? Oh, I imagine he had a crush on it.
The pavement had a crushing effect.
Yeah, it had quite an effect on him.
Little break. Everybody say, oh, here we go, we want some more. It is open enrollment for Medicare.
Yes, finally! God!
There are so many variants on Medicare.
Why?
I don't know. It's stupid. There shouldn't be. Yeah.
I mean, there's worse things than medical debt when you're 80. Don't treat that shit like student loans. I forgave myself. Open enrollment. Open enrollment. Talking about that enrollment. And that's all we had to say about that. Popeye-style forearms and just grinds that shit.
It's we're rolling.
I figured.
All the times Liam Payne opened up about his mental health before his death. It's like people's bleeding hearts over this shit.
Well,
you know what?
Mental health or not, he was on drugs, right?
That's what they're saying. We don't have an autopsy report.
Okay, well...
Not one we can release, anyway.
He was seen in the bar drinking, so there's at least that.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's got mental health issues now. It's tough out here.
Hey.
Now, me personally, I don't take any mental health meds. And I think a therapist, if I had to talk to one, I would slap them and tell them to go back and get a real profession. But a lot of people utilize their services and get meds and shit.
The Rob and Todd Show.
The fact that we still do it, there's something ill with us.
Try to find a single chick to date that's not on meds.
I kind of relish it, so you know what? Welcome to crazy.
TMZ says there will be no more celebrity mugs at Catch LA after this, because they're taking it down, obviously.
Yeah.
They're trying to speed up the timeline for the mural removal. You know how many people probably jump at the chance to paint their own mural over that?
We would make a great mural, personally. Like the hand of God. You and me on our clouds, me kind of pointing off to the side for some reason. I think it would look majestic. You could do it, Hammy. You ain't doing nothing.
Diddy sued by a woman who claims he raped her after a Tupac murder comment.
There's nothing that gets me in the mood more than a good old Tupac murder comment. You're going to lay down the Tupac murder comment, yeah, you better be packing rubbers. That's my green light. Well, what, am I only one in the room? Just me?
Yeah. If I could interview one person about Diddy, though, it'd probably be the Biebs. Like interrogation style.
I would have to have a time machine. I'd go back to Biggie. What you know? Did he make you cockeyed?
There's a lot more damning evidence against Diddy than there ever was against Harvey Weinstein or whatever. How did it get covered up this long?
Just honestly, a lot of dirt on a lot of people, I imagine. He had a lot of rich connections, and when you find rich people that are well-connected in vulnerable positions and you're sworn to secrecy, so to speak, that gives you a unique kind of leverage in society.
Have y'all ever heard of Olympic snowboarder Ryan Wedding?
No.
He's wanted by the FBI for running a cocaine ring and ordering murders.
A snowboarder running a cocaine ring.
That's a little too cliche, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Master P was the ice cream man, if anyone remembers.
I do, a little bit.
Were you a No Limit soldier?
Make him say,
Let me hear you say, Robert.
I'm the colonel of the Golden Platinum Tank.
Hope no one shoots at me. This is a very valuable piece of machinery. Hope we're not taking this to war or nothing. I'd hate for someone to scuff my platinum tank. What are we launching out of it?
Frozen ice cream.
From the deep state.
Did anyone want to pay tribute to Liam Payne real quick?
Wile E. Coyote sends his regards, along with the Dust Devil Lady that we reported on a few episodes back in Death Inc. That was skydiving, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was. A Dust Devil, supposedly.
Dust Devil, Dirt Devil, a Hoover. What's it matter? What's done is done.
That was the girl that probably kissed the guy good morning as she left. But
allegedly. I mean, it's just a habit.
She did it every morning, but it didn't wake him up that morning.
Didn't wake him up. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she didn't brush her teeth that morning. I'm jumping to conclusions. I apologize.
I guess he finally found what makes him beautiful.
Is it? Oh, okay. Yeah, she's a beautiful person, both inside and out. And now we know that for a fact.
Now we know.
No matter how gorgeous someone is or whatever, a couple days dead and that rot starts to set in. Just think about that. Someone that's,
I guess,
commonly lusted for, but they're dead for a couple days.
Yeah.
And that rot starts to set in. It's just something to think about.
So I guess that goes to show you we got more in common than we do different. Everyone's rotting small intestine looks the same and attracts the same amount of flies and maggots. When you think about, you know, your
small intestine,
the rotting small intestine, the maggots.
You want to take a small tangent and talk about Terrifier 3 and talking about getting fucked right up the asshole with a fucking chainsaw? If we're talking about intestines.
Definitely no.
No, please no.
That just the bones cracking, the saws,
the blood splashing.
Yeah. And even the children dying. But it's part of the brand. If you see Terrifier 1, you know, it's shocking in its own right, but more of a horror movie, contemporary horror movie style. Terrifier 2 is where they raised the bar and got a little bit more graphic.
This is all started by my question, if you wanted to pay homage to Liam Payne.
Yeah. That's how we got here.
You guys hear about Meta firing employees for spending their food allowance? Apparently, they get breakfast, lunch, and dinner for free. And some of their locations have like a cafeteria that whips that stuff up. But the smaller locations didn't have that. They would get like a per diem. And then people were just using that credit at stores that it was linked into to get toilet paper, cosmetics, just whatever.
Yeah.
Robin Todd t-shirts.
Yeah.
Robin Todd hats.
People that were doing that got fired. Zuckerberg didn't like it.
Well, why? Okay,
I mean, why give them the credit that's usable at a certain store and expect them to do anything other than spend it?
Yeah, that's like your boss getting mad at using your PTO at an inopportune time because it's, you know, your PTO to use. If you're actually valuable to the company, wouldn't any time be kind of inopportune?
Right.
But I'm sorry, he's an asshole.
Amazon is among online marketplaces selling unsafe toys in Europe.
Well, of course.
Of course they are.
Yeah, you know how many Chinese sellers there are on there? People right. really need to look at the source Amazon and not just assume it's Amazon.
Amazon itself doesn't sell 99% of the shit on there.
I mean, you can filter that shit out. That's what I choose to do because I want a reliable seller, not just someone with a pretty picture and a price I like. It's just me. How are you liking that macchiato?
It was a bit bitter at the start, but I actually do like it.
It gets sweeter as it gets lower. Yeah. A lot of things like that.
The Department of Homeland Security warns law enforcement that election deniers may attempt to bomb drop boxes.
I tell you what, that sounds like a horrible use of a bomb.
Here's some actual tech news. SpaceX has a plan for Starlink to hit gigabit speeds.
I mean, yeah, hell yeah, awesome.
I'm sure it's a premium version.
If he's the only person peddling it, Elon Musk is going to make sure there's probably a paywall with multiple tiers.
Filmmakers are worried about AI. Big tech wants them to see what's possible.
Well, it's one of these things that big tech's got to understand. People depend on this industry to work. And when you can, when you replace a whole, like, you know, tens of thousands of people's jobs just with the click of a button, just to see if it works.
Have you heard any of the AI songs, like songs that were created and made by AI?
Well,
right?
That's how pop music's made, guys.
Do you know who Trey Stevens is, Hammy?
I do not.
He has built AI weapons, and as he sees it, Jesus would approve.
Okay. Why and how would Jesus approve?
Well, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 17, correct me if I'm wrong, Robert, it says, Jesus said to his disciples, I approve of that in which he, Robert McKinney, in 2024 spoke.
We'll read.
We'll read. Yeah, because I'm omnipotent and some shit.
NASA will do space in style with the Prada Axiom spacesuit. Prada space suits.
For when the Kardashians go to space.
Todd, how do you think Prada got involved?
Honestly, I think they just were like, you know what? They've been asking us for decades. We're going to give in. Fuck it. We're going to do spacesuits.
Meanwhile, I was just sitting here trying to come up with a pulling out too early versus pulling out too late joke.
That's never a joke, sir.
There's a such thing as a pregnancy risk fetish.
I think it's called breeding.
Now, the guys that facilitate that just because that's what the chick wants are idiots. Because that's how pregnancies actually happen.
Right. Yeah, isn't that something? What a coincidence.
Anyway, it's a thing, supposedly.
I've always heard of breeding, and that sounds like the same thing.
A breeding fetish, yeah. Pregnancy risk.
Yeah.
Breed me.
I'm not going to get it off as well unless you stick it in, let it go in there, and let it sit there.
I was about to say, have you ever put the icing inside of a toaster strudel? It's kind of like that.
Hammy, we would like to show some empathy and ask if you need anything specific, like food, clean clothes, or information about local services.
I think I'm good.
Keep in mind, you can always dial 411. As well, but we're here to offer help, too.
Well, I politely declined the help. I think I'm good for now.
That was a fuck you, basically.
I don't sense the politeness to it, but I do sense that that's your raw, unfiltered opinion. So I'll take it to heart and very personally.
I respect his autonomy.
Oh, God. Ham water. Ham water.